I'm trackside, F1 trackside, CO2 F1 trackside. What am I saying? I don't know. I do have the crazy hair, as in Back to the Future. I've actually done that haircut for today because I'm with a crazy professor. Who have we got here?
My name's Ashley Cox and I work for Regional Development Australia. We've got students from all over the region. We've got students from Mount View and Maitland Grosman and Merriweather, Callaghan College, all over the place.
And what are they building and what are they doing? What's a simple way to explain this to people that might be still doing a bit of woodcraft at home?
We've got students who are competing to design, build and race the fastest race car here today in the region.
And what kind of scale are they working to? I bet you they'd actually like to drive them themselves, but they're powered by CO2. How's that hot air work?
That's right. The cars are filled with small canisters, small CO2 canisters that you might use to pump up your bike tubes. And they make very small cars race along a racetrack at about 100 kilometres an hour. We've got three different categories here today, and it's basically depending on the levels of complexity. So we've got senior students who have designed a car much like they would design an F1 car. They've designed it on a computer, and then they've used a CNC machine to cut that car out of balsa wood.
And the CNC machine, is that a complete computer? Is that computer aided? What is CNC?
It stands for computer numerical controlled, and it's basically the design that's designed on a computer gets translated across to this machine, which will then start with a rectangular piece of wood, and it will cut that into a sleek race car.
I mentioned the real excitement is for the people that have done a complete 3D printer version of their F1. Is that at the zenith of what they're doing here?
That's a new strategy that we're trying this year. We've got 12 schools in the Hunter that have 3D printers, and so we're trialling that as a new way of producing these race cars.
It's a great way to inspire some science and some engineering in people, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that's the goal. A lot of the students get really excited about this and don't realise the implications for science and maths and engineering along the way, and they kind of end up learning about engineering by stealth almost.
Now, about how fast will they have been going in the track?
Oh, these cars will do up to 100 kilometres an hour if they design them sleek enough.
Do you occasionally get the car that jumps, ends up over in the bar area or in the lighting rig?
No, safety first with this. We've got a little piece of string just to keep the cars on the track.
I do that with my V-dub. I'm currently being bombarded by a bubble machine, which I kind of like. You don't normally get that at Panthers. It's a nice change. And who have we got here?
Kayla Crowe and Shiny Serve.
And you're members of Swift Ignition. You're the all... Oh, sorry, I just got a bubble in my face again. This is great. It's like Mardi Gras night. You're here, you've got your own setup, and you're an all-female team. What school are you from and what ages are you?
We're from Maitland Grosman High School, and I'm 14. And I'm 15.
And what's all the excitement about racing F1 cars, which you design yourself and they come down the track?
Well, it's just a really fun event and everyone gets involved and you get to do so much stuff with it.
But the main thing, are you winning? That's all anyone really wants to know.
Well, we raced our first car and we had a few problems with the wheels coming off and things, but we ended up coming second in our class.
Well, we're just over with the Maitland team and now we're with the Merriweather High team, is it?
This is supersonic speed. We're in year 10, we're 16 years old.
Why are you so keen to do the CO2 F1 racing?
It's just a good out-of-school program just to learn a bit more about engineering and the way businesses run.
We've had ours professionally milled by the University of Newcastle, full balsa wood.
Yeah. And what is the most difficult part of the design process? The one where the most arguments and pulling of hair and hitting each other takes place?
Ooh, that's a tough one. When they first have to be designed, that's the really tough part. Because you've got to have that defining image and you've got to list all the pros and cons and all that sort of thing.
And we've obviously gone for the aluminium wheels due to the less amount of friction in the car. So then obviously we can have our car travel as fast as possible.
Yes, the team from Maitland had some trouble with their wheels. You've obviously done a lot of thought on the wheels.
Yeah, we have.
Those guys, they had the aluminium wheels, and you said that they've been over to Mollycop at Waratah there, where they make the train wheels in Newcastle.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we encourage the students to go out and get sponsorship, and sometimes that's money to help them with uniforms and things like that, but quite often it's with expertise. So the team that you've just interviewed, they've got a partnership with OneSteel, but most of the students here today have some level of sponsorship with a local company.
And so the guys that make the train wheels over there at Waratah, and I've got to remind people that we do still make stuff in Newcastle. We make some of the best train wheels in the world over at Waratah Mayfield. They've gone really tiny wheels and designed them for their F1 cars. That's great that they've done that.
They've put a lot of time and effort in that team going over to OneSteel and working on those wheels to try and give them the edge when it comes to the race.
But it looks like science is going to be the winner on the day today.
Hopefully, yeah, what we find with this sort of competition, once students have been through this, they're far more likely to choose engineering subjects when they go into Year 11 and 12, and far more likely to go on to be engineers and into those science sorts of careers.